Exodus chapter 19. In the third month, when the children of Israel had gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. For they had departed from Rephidim, and had come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up to God, and Yahweh called to him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that Yahweh has spoken we will do. And Moses returned to the words of the people to And Moses returned the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, Behold, I come to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and believe you forever. And Moses told the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, Go to the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. And be ready against the third day, for the third day Yahweh will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And you shall set bounds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves that you go not up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it is beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet sounds long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount to the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said to the people, Be ready against the third day, come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning, that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the lower part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether in a smoke, because Yahweh descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long, and grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by a voice. And Yahweh came down upon Mount Sinai, on the top of the mount, and Yahweh called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And Yahweh said to Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto Yahweh to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also which come near to Yahweh sanctify themselves, lest Yahweh breaks forth upon them. And Moses said unto Yahweh, The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you charged us, saying, Set bounds about the mount, and sanctify it. And Yahweh said to him, Away, get ye down, and you shall come up, you and Aaron with you, but let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto Yahweh, lest he breaks forth upon them. So Moses went down to the people and spoke to them. Exodus chapter 20. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am Yahweh your God, which has brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make to you any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them, for I, Yahweh your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. and showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of Yahweh your God in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labour and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh your God. In it you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your daughter, your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them is, and rested the seventh day. Therefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honour your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which Yahweh your God gives you. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbour. You shall not covet your neighbour's house. You shall not covet your neighbour's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbour's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. And they said to Moses, "Speak you with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die." And Moses said to the people, "Fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not." And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, you have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall you make unto you gods of gold. An altar of earth you shall make unto me, and shall sacrifice thereon your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come to you, and I will bless you. And if you will make me an altar of stone, you shall not build it of hewn stone, for if you lift up your tool upon it, you have polluted it. Neither shall you go up by steps to my altar, that your nakedness be not uncovered thereon." Exodus chapter 21. Now these are the judgments which you shall set before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master has given him a wife, and she has borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, "I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free," then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or to the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him for ever. And if a man sells his daughter to be a maidservant, she shall not go out as the men servants do. If she pleases not her master who has betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed. To sell her to a strange nation he shall have no power, seeing he has dealt deceitfully with her. And if he has betrothed her to his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. If he takes him another wife, her food, her clothing, and her duty of marriage shall he not diminish. And if he does not these three to her, then shall she go out free without money. He that smites a man so that he dies shall be surely put to death. And if a man lies not in wait, but God delivers him into his hand, then I will appoint you a place where he shall flee. But if a man comes presumptuously upon his neighbour to slay him with guile, you shall take him from my altar, that he may die. And he that smites his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. And he that steals a man and sells him, or if he is found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. And he that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And if men strive together, and one smites another with a stone or with his fist, and he dies not but lies in his bed, if he rises again and walks abroad upon his staff, then shall he that smote him be acquitted, only he shall pay for the loss of his time, and shall cause him to be thoroughly healed. And if a man smites his servant or his maid with a rod, and he dies under his hand, he shall be surely punished. Notwithstanding, if he continues a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her child departs from her, and yet no harm follows, he shall be surely punished, accordingly as the woman's husband will impose upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if any harm follows, then you shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. And if a man smites the eye of his servant, or the eye of his maid, that it perishes, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. And if he smites out of his And if he smites out his manservant's tooth, or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go free for his tooth's sake. If an ox gores a man or a woman, that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be acquitted. But if the ox were inclined to push with his horn in times past, and it has been testified to his owner, and he has not kept him in, but that he has killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. If there is laid upon him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatever is laid upon him. Whether he has gored a son, or has gored a daughter, according to this judgment shall it be done to him. If the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant, he shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. And if a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit, and not cover it, and an ox or a donkey falls therein, the owner of the pit shall make it good, and give money to the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his. And if one man's ox hurts another's that he dies, then they shall sell the live ox, and divide the money of it, and the dead ox also they shall divide. Or if it is known that the ox was prone to goring in times past, and his owner has not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead shall be his own. Exodus chapter 22. If a man shall steal an ox or a sheep, and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox, and 4 sheep for a sheep. If a thief is found breaking in, and is smitten so that he dies, there shall no blood be shed for him. If the sun has risen upon him, there shall be blood shed for him, for he should make full restitution. If he has nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If the theft is certainly found in his hand alive, whether it is ox or donkey or sheep, he shall restore double. If a man shall cause a field or vineyard to be eaten, and shall put in his beast, and shall feed in another man's field, of the best of his own field, and of the best of his own vineyard, shall he make restitution. If fire breaks out, and catches in thorns, so that the stacks of corn, or the standing corn, or the field, are consumed therewith, he that kindled the fire shall surely make restitution. If a man shall deliver to his neighbour money or stuff to keep, and it is stolen out of the man's house, if the thief is found, let him pay double. If the thief is not found, then the master of the house shall be brought to the judges to see whether he has put his hand to his neighbour's goods. For all manner of trespass, whether it is for ox, for donkey, for sheep, for clothing, or for any manner of lost thing, which another challenges to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whom the judges shall condemn, he shall pay double to his neighbour. If a man delivers to his neighbour or donkey or an ox, if a man delivers to his neighbour a donkey or an ox or a sheep or any beast to keep, and it dies or is hurt or driven away, no man seeing it, then shall an oath of Yahweh be between them both, that he has not put his hand to his neighbour's goods, and the owner of it shall accept thereof, and he shall not make it good. And if it is stolen from him, he shall make restitution to the owner thereof. If it is torn in pieces, then let him bring it for witness, and he shall not make good that which was torn. And if a man borrows anything from his neighbour, and it is broken or dies, the owner thereof being not with it, he shall surely make it good. But if the owner thereof is with it, he shall not make it good. If it is a hired thing, it came for his hire. And if a man entices a maid that is not betrothed and lies with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife. If her father utterly refuses to give her to him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins. You shall not allow a witch to live. Whoever lies with a beast shall surely be put to death. He that sacrifices to any god, save unto Yahweh only, he shall be utterly destroyed. You shall neither mistreat a stranger, nor oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If you afflict them in any way, and they cry at all to me, I will surely hear their cry. And my wrath shall grow hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. If you lend money to any of my people that are poor by you, you shall not be to him as a creditor, neither shall you lay upon him interest. If you at all take your neighbour's garment to pledge, you shall deliver it to him by when the sun goes down. For that is his covering only, it is his clothing for his skin. Wherein shall he sleep? And it shall come to pass, when he cries to me, that I will hear, for I am gracious. You shall not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of your people. You shall not delay to offer the first of your ripe fruits and of your juices. The firstborn of your sons shall you give to me. Likewise shall you do with your oxen and with your sheep. 7 days it shall be with his mother, on the 8th day you shall give it to me. And you shall be holy men to me. Neither shall you eat any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field, you shall cast it to the dogs. Exodus chapter 23. You shall not raise a false report, put not your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. You shall not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shall you speak in a cause to bow after many to pervert judgment. Neither shall you adorn a poor man in his cause. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. If you see the donkey of him that hates you lying under his burden, and would forbear to help him, you shall surely help with him. You shall not pervert the judgment of your poor in his cause. Keep you far from a false matter, and the innocent and the righteous slay you not, for I will not justify the wicked. And you shall take no gift, for the gift blinds the wise, and perverts the words of the righteous. Also you shall not oppress a stranger, for you know the heart of a stranger, seeing you were strangers in the land of Egypt. And 6 years you shall sow your land, and shall gather in the fruits thereof. But the 7th year you shall let it rest and lie still, that the poor of your people may eat. And what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner you shall deal with your vineyard and with your olive grove. 6 days you shall do your work, and on the 7th day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all things that I have said to you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of your mouth. 3 times you shall keep a feast to me in the year. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded you, in the time appointed of the month of Abib. For in it you came out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labours, which you have sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when you have gathered in your labours out of the field. 3 times in the year all your males shall appear before the Lord Yahweh. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning. The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring into the house of Yahweh your God. You shall not boil a kid in his mother's milk. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way, and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you shall indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel shall go before you, and bring you in to the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. You shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. And you shall serve Yahweh your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. There shall nothing miscarry their young, nor be barren in your land. The number of your days I will fulfil. I will send my fear before you, and will destroy all the people to whom you shall come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs unto you. And I will send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before you. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land becomes desolate, and the beasts of the field multiply against you. By little and little I will drive them out from before you, until you be increased and inherit the land. And I will set your bounds from the Red Sea even to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert unto the river, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out before you. You shall make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me, for if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you. Exodus chapter 24. And he said to Moses, Come up unto Yahweh, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship you afar off. And Moses alone shall come near Yahweh, but they shall not come near, neither shall the people go up with him. And Moses came and told the people all the words of Yahweh, and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice, and said, All the words which Yahweh has said, we will do. And Moses wrote all the words of Yahweh, and rose up early in the morning, and built an altar under the hill, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offerings, and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto Yahweh. And Moses took half of the blood, and put it in basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant, and read it, and read in the audience of the people, and they said, All that Yahweh has said will we do, and be obedient. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, and said, Behold the blood of the covenant which Yahweh has made with you concerning all these words. Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and as it were, the body of heaven in his clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel he laid not his hand, also they saw God, and did eat and drink. And Yahweh said to Moses, Come up to me into the mount, and be there, and I will give you tables of stone, and a law, and commandments which I have written, that you may teach them. And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of God. And he said to the elders, Stay you here for us, until we come again to you, and behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man has any matters to do, let him come to them. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of Yahweh stayed upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of Yahweh was like devouring fire on top of the mount, in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Exodus chapter 25. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. Of every man that gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering. And this is the offering which you shall take of them: gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair, and ram skins dyed red, and badger skins, and shittim wood, oil for the light, spices for anointing oil, and for sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod, and in the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it. And they shall make an ark of shittim wood, 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the height thereof. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, within and without shall you overlay it, and shall make upon it a crown of gold round about. And you shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in the 4 corners thereof, and 2 rings shall be in the one side of it, and 2 rings in the other side of it. And you shall make staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold. And you shall put the staves into the rings by the sides of the ark, that the ark may be borne with them. The staves shall be in the rings of the ark, they shall not be taken from it. And you shall put into the ark the testimony which I shall give you. And you shall make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof. And you shall make 2 cherubims of gold, of beaten work shall you make them, in the 2 ends of the mercy seat. And make 1 cherub on the one end, and the other cherub on the other end, even of the mercy seat, you make the cherubims on the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubim shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look one to another. Toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubims be. And you shall put the mercy seat above upon the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I shall give you. And there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, between the 2 cherubims which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel. You shall also make a table of shittim wood, 2 cubits shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the height thereof. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, and make thereto a crown of gold round about. And you shall make unto it a border of 1 hand breadth round about. And you shall make a golden crown to the border thereof round about. And you shall make for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings in the 4 corners that are on the 4 feet thereof. Over against the border shall the rings be for places of the staves to bear the table. And you shall make the staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold, that the table may be borne with them. And you shall make the dishes thereof, and the spoons thereof, and covers thereof, and bowls thereof, to pour therewith, of pure gold shall you make them. And you shall set upon the table showbread before me always. And you shall make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten wood shall the candlestick be made. His shaft and his branches, his bowls, his knops, and his flowers shall be of the same. And 6 branches shall come out of the sides of it, 3 branches of the candlestick out of the one side, and 3 branches of the candlestick out of the other side. 3 bowls made like unto almonds, with a knop and a flower in 1 branch, and 3 bowls made like almonds in the other branch, with a knop and a flower, so in the 6 branches that come out of the candlestick. And in the candlestick shall be 4 bowls made like unto almonds, with their knops and their flowers. And there shall be a knop under 2 branches of the same, and a knop under 2 branches of the same, and a knop under 2 branches of the same, according to the 6 branches that proceed out of the candlestick. Their knops and their branches shall be of the same. All it shall be 1 beaten work of pure gold. And you shall make the 7 lamps thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof, that they may give light over against it. And the tongs thereof, and the fire holders thereof, shall be of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold shall he make it, with all these vessels. And look that you make them after their pattern, which was shown you in the mount.